Coinciding with the Nobel Peace Prize yesterday, the organization RAW, that focuses on women in war zones, gave out its yearly Anna Politkovskaya Prize. And it went to two activists. One is the Russian human rights activist Valentina Cherevatenko, to supporting civilians whose life continued to be affected by violence in the North Caucasus, Armenia, Georgia and the Ukraine. Meanwhile, the fight for justice for Anna Politkovskaya is going on as well. And I spoke to her family's lawyer, Katarina Moskalenko, in Moscow, who is traveling to Strasbourg next week for another session in this case.
The ongoing case at the European Court, we are expecting now the judgment, because the communication on the case have been finished. Unfortunately, it took so many years. And our position before the European Court is that her right to life have been violated by the authorities, and we are trying to prove that with some circumstantial evidence that the authorities somehow participated in this murder.
She knew Anna personally, and I asked her how she was remembering her.
She was totally beautiful by her face, by her actions, by her way of thinking. She was absolutely beautiful person, personality. And we miss her because she's unrepeatable. Unfortunately, it's impossible. There are some quite courageous journalists now in Russia, but nobody can repeat what she was doing. And people felt that when Anna comes to their case, they could be saved. And for me, she's still alive.
So what kind of things was Anna Politkovskaya covering? Well, she's become most famous for her work in Chechnya that resulted in a book with her articles called A Small Corner of Hell. At Mariana Katsanova, another friend of Anna Politkovskaya and founder of RAW, Women at War, gave me examples of what kind of things she was covering.
What Anna was doing in Chechnya, she was really the single voice. It wasn't even so much about women or men. What Anna was doing, she was bravely reporting the stories about killing of civilians, torture, persecution of the independent voices within Chechnya, also atrocities that were happening, bombardments of civilians, of refugee, internally displaced people's convoys, for example, by the Russian Federal Army, and also persecution of civilians by the pro-Moscow Chechen militia.
She was directly threatened by the strongman. She was directly threatened by the strongman of Chechnya when she met him for interviews, Ramzan Kadyrov. And a short time later, when she was back in Moscow, she was murdered. Moskalenko, the family lawyer, says that the Russian investigation was not conclusive.
There are no answers on the main question: who ordered this crime, who organized all this, who financed this so-called expansive crime. And all this gives us and members of her family unsatisfied with the result of the investigation. We all have all the grounds to say that, to insist that the authorities were not serious in their attempts to solve the crime, and they were not doing all necessary investigation and all necessary actions to discover the crime.
The problem, of course, now is that even if the European Court of Human Rights will find the Russian authorities guilty of or responsible for the killing of Anna Politkovskaya, it will be very hard to persecute anybody, and it's very likely that Moscow will not respect the outcome of the trial if it is not in its advantage.